Welcome back to Monroe City, the 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational Tournament. We've got boys and girls action for you tonight, and the last of a twin bill coming up for you here between Palmyra and South Shelby. Lady Cardinals will take on the Panthers in the consolation bracket of the girls tournament. Well, the first one we had tonight was North Shelby taking on Mark Twain, and Mark Twain got out to an early lead, and they kept it all night long. They were able to get the victory 50-32 for the consolation bracket in this 2018 Monroe City Tournament. And in the last game that we had, it was North Shelby and Louisiana. Boy, was it a barn burner. Two-point victory for Louisiana over North Shelby. And it was the great guard play of Louisiana that led them to that victory over a North Shelby team that really tried to push the envelope on the interior, really tried to space the floor. But the guard play just too much for the Louisiana Bulldogs to get the victory in the consolation game of the Monroe City Tournament. We'll have more action coming up for you as we've got Palmyra and South Shelby taking on each other tonight for that third place trophy. And then tomorrow we will have championship action here from Monroe City. It'll be Monroe City taking on Palmyra tomorrow for the championship of the boys' side. And in the girls' side, it'll be Monroe City taking on Paris in the championship matchup of this one. We'll be back with more here on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com. More high school basketball coming up for you next.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else? I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. North Shelby students know the sky is the limit when they set high goals. The North Shelby School District is proud of their Raiders and wishes them all the best with their future endeavors. This message from the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City, Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parks, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Monroe Manor, Wheeler Auction and Real Estate, Paris Senior Citizen Center, all of Paris, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline Meyer Implement Company in Monroe City and Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, North Shelby School District of Shelbyville, Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, and JC Parts City. F&M Bank and Trust with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Easley Photography Studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri, Northeast Missouri, Coupa, Vidina, and Shelbyville. Exchange Bank of Missouri with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keysville, Glasgow, and Paris. Dyden Stricker, your partners in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Mobley Area Community College in Mobley, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them online at capitalmo.gov. Well, just about 2 minutes before we tip off the third place matchup of the 94th annual Monroe City Classic. It's the girls' side. South Shelby will be taking on Palmyra, and we've got it coming up for you here on Superstation Crest. CentralMoInfo.com, powered by Regional Radio.
We asked Jim DeLashmit if he felt that Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and people that don't know that if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is, and everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top manor. Is among the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Let's all sing and sound our cheer, for this glorious holiday comes just once a year. Everyone at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris has a Christmas wish that we all enjoy the happiest of holiday seasons. They appreciate having you as a friend and customer, and they look forward to serving you in the new year. A sincere Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, member FDIC.
At any age, nutrition is important, especially after retirement. At the Paris Senior Center in Paris, we serve up delicious, nutritious noon meals every weekday. This is Tara. Whether 20 or 90, you have one thing in common. You want to enjoy a delicious meal and enjoy the company of others. Different ages have different life experiences and stories to tell. One thing we can agree on, a cup of coffee, a good story, and good food bring friends closer and communities together. It happens at the Paris Senior Center every day. The Paris Senior Center, where life at any age is celebrated with a meal.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology in our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Welcome back to Monroe City High School. It is the consolation game of the 2018 Monroe City Tournament. It's the girls' side, Palmyra and South Shelby, going toe-to-toe. Palmyra's already scored their first basket of this one. It's 5-2. Palmyra is trailing the South Shelby Lady Cardinals. Here's a foul called on the underneath. South Shelby will take back possession. Let's give you the starting lineup for the Lady Panthers of Palmyra: Sada Kate at guard, Megan Stone at guard, Isabel Godinger at forward, Bailey Lovelace at forward, and Reagan Barnett at the forward position as well. for South Shelby is Meredith O'Neill, Callie Rodemeyer, Mallory Wood, Katie Mitchell, and Diane May. South Shelby head coach by Luke O'Loughlin. Chris Parsons, head coach of the Palmyra Lady Panthers. Hills Palmyra will look for three right side. Counted for Reagan Barnett. 8-2, Palmyra leading by six. And that is Barnett's second bucket of the night, her first three. 5 points so far in this contest. Here's a foul on the other end for the Lady Birds. Lady Birds, and they're all white. Blue piping on the red letters. Palmyra, all orange uniforms with black lettering and black piping. Here's a corner three. Megan Stone counted. 11-2 early, 9-point lead for the Lady Panthers. Here's a soft 2-1-2 prep. Lady Birds trying to evade. O'Neill going from coast to coast. She might get a 5-second count. Can't get across the timeline, and a timeout is called by Luke O'Loughlin. Been a tough one here early for South Shelby. Not getting much going offensively. Only 2 points to their credit. Palmyra with 11 points right now. 9-point lead at the 5:58 mark of the first. Quick start. Lady Panthers got it going with a three from Reagan Barnett. Then she followed that up with a two. She's got 5 points on the night. And Lady Panthers have it rolling here early. Let's talk about what it took for both teams to get here. South Shelby won their opening round matchup 68-40 over Mark Twain. They lost their second round matchup to Monroe City 55-25, while Palmyra lost their semifinal matchup to Paris 54-39. And that's where both teams stand today, third place. Here's a pass inside of the key. Found Mallory Woods. She finishes it for two. 11-4. Palmyra leading by seven. Only the second bucket of the night from the Lady Birds. 2-4 shooting and nearly going for South Shelby. Here's a cross court pass. Far side key for Barnett. Pulls back for a three. Doesn't go. Sadie Kite grabs the rebound. Tries to put it back up, and a jump ball is called on the interior. Possession stays with the Lady Panthers of Palmyra. Inbound underneath. Here's Sadie Kite with the inbound. Almost an over and back call, but she's able to get it on the right side and bring it across the timeline. It is Reagan Barnett. Top of the key, feet, left side wing for Stone. Stone, top of the baseline. Pump fake, and now a foul call as Reagan Barnett was looking to drive top of the key. She got a little bump from Meredith O'Neill. That's O'Neill's first, second team foul the hat. Here's Reagan Barnett. She'll bring it across the timeline. Set screen up top side for Goldinger. Now Goldinger, top of the key. Feeds right side for Barnett. Now right corner for Lovelace. 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. 7-point lead for Palmyra. Swiveling inside the lane. Now kicking outside to Barnett. Barnett, right side for Goldinger for three. Doesn't hit rim. Palmyra able to save it, keep it inside. Another three, top of the key. Barnett doesn't go. Mays pulls down the rebound. Here the Lady Cardinals moving from right to left. O'Neill inside the lane, puts one up, grabs her own rebound, doesn't go, and she'll be able to grab it again. Feeds top side for Mitchell for three. Yes! Good ball movement from the Lady Cardinals. Cut the lead to four. Here's Palmyra with a three on the other end. No good. Rebound Sadie Kite. She goes back up for two, but a foul's called on the floor before she's able to go back up. A foul will go on Kaylee Rodemeyer, her first, team's third. Checking in for her is Amber Durbin. Also get a couple of substitutions for Palmyra. Amy Bryan checking in, as well as Tara Rideout. Here's the entry pass to Goldinger, right side key. Brings top of the key to Audrey Fohey. Fohey handing off. Top of the key to Goldinger. Now right side wing for Stone. Driving top of the lane. Trying to feed to the right side and it's blocked. Poked away. Meredith O'Neill will take it the other way for the Lady Birds. Three. Top of the key. Doesn't go. Rattles out. Lady Birds keep the rebound. under 4 minutes to go. Here's driving baseline. O'Neal can't get the bucket, but she'll get the two at the line. Slow start for the Lady Cards, but they're finally learning how to claw back here. The late going of the first, 3:45 mark of the first quarter. Here's the first free throw. Doesn't hit rim with Meredith O'Neal. O'Neal, the second go. O'Neal's first points of the night. Cuts this lead down to 3-1 possession game between Palmyra and South Shelby. Stop the key for the Lady Panthers. Feeding left side for Mitchell. Jumper, no good. Rebound. Put back. Good for Megan Stone. Megan Stone's got four tonight. Here's a south soft press from Palmyra's Lady Cardinals of Maine. Get across the timeline. Now it's stolen away by Stone. Stone's got numbers. 3-on-2. Left side block. Floater no good. Rebound pulled down by one Panther, one Lady Card. Jump ball called underneath the hoop. Possession will go to the South Shelby Lady Cardinals. Here's a soft 2-2-1 press for Palmyra. Lady Birds try to evade. They can't. Ball poked away by Isabel Golddigger. Here's a pull-up. Corner elbow doesn't go. O'Neal pokes away the rebound for Lady Carr. She's pushing quickly on the other end. She gets a touch foul. This one will go on Bailey Lovelace, her first. Team's fourth of the half. Here's a substitution for the Lady Cards. Emma Dobbin will check in. 2:38 mark of the first, 13-8. Palmyra leading Lady Cards by 5. Here's the inbound to Mays, right side wing. He stops the key for O'Neal. O'Neal feeding for Wood. Now handing off top of the key. Pokes away. Here come the Panthers. B inside the lane to Golddigger. Puts up a two, and Goldinger's jumper doesn't go, and a foul called on the interior. Let's see who the officials put this one on. It would say goes on Katie Mitchell. I'm sorry, not Katie Mitchell, Bailey Lovelace. 13-8, your score. The 2:15 mark of the first. Chris passes for the Lady Cards, but then an errant one is made by Diane Mays. She lofts one over the head of Mallory Wood. Ball goes out of bounds. Lady Panther basketball. Palmyra moving from left to right on the radio dial, reaching the 2-minute mark of the first quarter, leading by 5. Here's corner 3. Megan Stone, yes. Doubling their lead. Now 8-point lead for the Lady Panthers. Lady Birds trying to find an answer offensively. Thought about a three. Did Mitchell, right side wing, now feeds to O'Neal, who drives inside the lane, puts up a right-handed floater, doesn't go. Palmyra will go the other way. Crossover. O'Neal on the ground. And she will grab the basketball. Timeout called on the floor. We'll take 1-2. 1:29 to go. 16-8. 8-point lead for the Lady Cards over the Lady Panthers. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Superstation Press, CentralMillInfo.com.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com, 94th Annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational. It's a third-place game between the South Shelby Lady Cardinals and the Palmyra Lady Panthers. Here's the inbound. Lady Birds will take it from right to left. Here's a jumper inside the three-point line. Doesn't go for Mallory Wood. Fight for the rebound. Kept by the Lady Birds. Put back a stick from Amber Durbin. Doesn't go. But she'll head to the charity stripe for two, trying to cut this lead. Back down to two possessions for South Shelby.
That's really all it's going to take from South Shelby, Cam, is continuing to put pressure slowly. You're not going to win this all in one chunk. You have to slowly work your way back.
First free throw doesn't go for Durbin. Here's the second. Rims out. Last touch by the Lady Birds. Diane Mays got her hand on it. And Palmyra will take back possession. Believe from left to right. Here's Reagan Barnett bringing the basketball across the timeline. Feeds in the corner for Stone. Thought about a three. Now feeds top side for Lovelace. Lovelace back in the corner for Stone. Stone wants it back. She grabs it. Brings it out to the top of the key with 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Palmyra still leading 16-8. Ball is poked away. The possession will stay with the Panthers. Of Palmyra.
That was a great job by Amber Durbin to read that pass. She got her eyes up and she watched the eyes of the passer.
A little confusion on the inbound, but Lady Panthers able to keep the basketball. 38 seconds remaining. Left side block. Shot is there, but before you see it, there's a travel violation call. Sadie Kite, good keeper footing, and the Lady Cards will take the possession. Down eight, under 30 seconds remaining. You wonder if the Lady Cards will hold for the final shot. They may. Right side wing is Rodemeyer. She's double-teamed in the corner. Now on the floor are the Panthers and the Lady Cards. Jump basketball. Possession goes to the girls in orange. Palmyra will take possession with 17 seconds to go. Moving from left to right on your radio dial, will Reagan Barnett will bring it across the timeline. Now 10 seconds as she's at the top of the key being guarded by O'Neal. Goes left side in the corner. Three, Stone. Yes! Megan Stone buries a three as time expires in the first. 19-8. The lead for the Lady Panthers over the Lady Cards here at the 2018 Monroe City Basketball Invitational. We'll be back with more on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com.
Shelbina Villa Life Care has an average response time of 9 seconds to any call light pressed by a resident. We asked Jewel Hicks, a resident of Shelbina Villa, how important the 9-second average response was to her.
I feel secure. I feel very secure here because they do get here quick. And I feel like we're at home. They do excellent work.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
The Board of Education Administration faculty and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
We're back with you on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Started the second quarter of the third-place game of the Monroe City Invitational, 94th annual here at Monroe City High School. 19-8, Palmyra leading South Shelby after the break. And the Panthers will have the first possession out of the timeout break. Thought about a three in the corner, but a travel. Called before, Isabel Goldinger. It was the play of Megan Stone and her three-point shooting ability that led Palmyra in the first half. She accounted for 10 of the 19 points of the Lady Panthers in the first half of action. As a foul called in the middle of the floor, Isabella Goldinger getting in on the mix there. She got a hand in on a pass intended for Diane Mays, but she gets called for the foul. Lady Cardinals
had it within four in the first half, but the first quarter rather, but couldn't find that extra push to get within a couple of possessions. O'Neal found on the backdoor cut, but she's not able to keep possession. Ball's on the floor, a fight for her. Let's see what the officials say. Basketball goes to Palmyra. Tough break for the Lady Birds. Here's a substitution. Mallory Wood, one of the starters, will check back in. Diane Mays will check out. So now it's O'Neal, Rodemeyer, Wood, Mitchell, and Durbin on the floor. Palmyra's got Kitestone, Goldigger, Lovelace, and Barnett, starters for the Panthers. Here's Stone for three. Rims out. Rebound. Grabbed by Lovelace. She flew in to grab the rebound from outside the three-point line. And new life for the Panthers. No score from either team yet here in this second quarter. Corner is Sadie Kite. Feeds top of the key for Barnett. Driving inside the lane. Two-step floater. Doesn't go. Travel call before she got the 2 feet down. She had the right idea of attacking the basket through a double team. She just took one extra step. So here's the full court press for Palmyra. Lady Birds finally of age, 6:25 to go in this first half. The basketball goes out of bounds. Stepping out was Mallory Wood on the in line. Lots of turnovers in this game so far. Both teams kind of throwing the basketball back and forth, and that's why you see a low-scoring affair. Here's Stone weaving inside the lane and tipping one off the glass for two. Okay. Yeah, that was a good take by her. Here's O'Neal trying to do the same thing on the other end. She's got speed. Gets it across the timeline, but gets cornered. Palmyra's been using that to their effect this half. They know that Lady Birds have some speed, but they have the opportunity to double at the point of attack or double in a corner. Palmyra's biting.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, they can use their speed, as you mentioned, their advantage, and I think they should at least try to get it so you can get some Palmyra players into foul trouble. At the very least, you blow by them, force them to foul you on the way to the basket.
So here's top of the key for the Lady Cards. It's Rodemeyer. Feeding inside the lane, it's poked away. Here come the Panthers, left to right. Goldinger, left side three. Now feeds top of the key for Foe. Corner three from Stone doesn't go. Lady Bird trying to take it the other way. They lose the basketball.
And that's not great because there really wasn't a ton of pressure from Palmyra at that point. That was an unforced error. And you could see Luco Laughlin over there putting his hands on his face because he knows that could have been avoided.
Here's one dribble, two-step inside the lane. Travel called on Aubrey Fohey. She had the right idea. One powerful dribble, take the power up with you, but just too many steps on her way up.
And that's the thing with Fohey. She'll be able to get to the basket really anytime she wants because of her size, but we've seen a couple too many travels here for both teams. And a couple dribbles.
That was Kaylee Rodemeyer.
And that's the list.
Your score. Reaching the halfway mark in the second quarter. Trying to drive baseline is Aubrey Fohey. Can't make the bucket.
Yeah, and the thing with Fohey is she'll be able, as we mentioned, to get to the basket, but she's also very good at getting into open space.
Here's Abby Stone in open space. Or Megan Stone, rather. Now a three, right corner from Foley doesn't go. Off to the races, so Neal can't get the left-handed layup to go, and the rebound's pulled down by the Lady Panthers.
And
from left to right on your radio dial. Another poke away from the Lady Cards, but they will keep possession. Near side official said last touch by Palmyra. We'll get some substitutions here.
Fohey had the block from behind, and she ran smack dab into O'Neal.
O'Neill a bit shaken up, but she was able to get it up and walk it off. But that just shows you the strength of Foley. Here's O'Neill trying to show some strength. She rips the basketball away from a couple of Panthers, evades the press, a couple of cross-court passes, and a bucket on the interior can't go from Maine. And a foul stalled underneath. It's great ball movement from South Shelby. Great job moving the ball from one side of the court to the other and a quick pass down low. That's the ideal type of ball movement because it keeps it ahead of that defensive rotation. Palmyra trying to get back to their stride. Empty on the last couple of possessions for the Lady Panthers. Top of the key is Lovely. Feeds in the corner for Goldinger. Now back top of the key for Kite. Kite feeds to Stone, driving left side lane. Feeds to the right side block for Lovelace. Back to the corner for Stone for three. Splash. That seems to be her spot. Right there in that corner pocket. She's feeling it from that corner. I think that's where you're, if you're Palmyra, you run the play through there. Lady Bird has to get across the timeline quickly. They're going to get a 5 second count, and they do. And again, Luke O'Loughlin not looking very happy with that. I think that was just unawareness on the side of the Lady Cardinals. I don't know the situation there. You have to be aware. You have to get it out. Corner three on the inbound from Goldinger. Count it. And the Lady Panthers have now extended their lead to 19. It's a 27-8 ball game here in the second. But can the Lady Cards answer back? They do. It's a two from Diana May. Our defense on the other end from the Lady Birds, but maybe a little too hard at the top to keep Meredith O'Neill. She got tangled up with Megan Stone, and she'll get sick for the foul. 3:11 mark of the second. 17-point lead now for Palmyra. Here's another three on the inbound. Does it go? Officials say last touch by Sadie Kite of Palmyra, so Lady Cards will take possession, moving from right to left. Here's a 3-2 zone threat for Palmyra, trying to deny ball on O'Neill, but O'Neill's able to evade. Cross-court pass over to Rodemeyer. He's inside the lane, finishes for two, does Anders Urban. Ball movement's been great. Here's O'Neill with another poke away. Can she go coast-to-coast? She does, but doesn't finish. Rebound brought down by Durbin. Now in the corner for O'Neill. Shot doesn't go. Rebound ripped away by Isabel Goldinger, and a foul stalled underneath. She'll head to the line, or rather, no, not in the bonus yet. So they'll have an inbound underneath. Timeout called on the floor, 27-12. Palmyra leading over South Shelby. We'll take a break here on Superstation Press and be back in 30 seconds for more basketball.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Carly Kropf about Shelter's roadside assistance.
We're back here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com, powered by Regional Radio, 27-12. Palmyra leading over South Shelby as Palmyra has the possession, moving from left to right on your radio dial. Here's a right side for Barnett. He's top of the key for Stone, looking for a screen. Now back in the corner, right side corner for Barnett. Brings it out top of the key. Now feeds right side for Lovelace. Lovelace trying to spread out the floor for Palmyra. Cassie Lee for the Lady Panthers over the Lady Birds. Left side block turn, fires. Amy Bryan, no good. Rebound pulled down by O'Neill, the Lady Carr. Stopping left side. Now feeding on the right side. Jumper, no good. Palmyra will go the other way. Here's Stone getting a right side block. Feeds outside for Barnett. Pull up inside the lane. Count it. Pace of play picking up a little bit. Man, O'Neill is extraordinarily fun to watch. She is
fast and quick and knows what to do with the basketball. Here's O'Neal evading the press, top of the key for the Lady Cards. Now has it left side. Being guarded by Stone. Taking it all the way to the corner. Now gets the screen up top. Trying to fight the screen. Now feeds inside for Mays, who finishes with the left hook. Nice ball movement from O'Neal to Mays. 29-14 score. Now Myra over South Shelby. Ball poked away out of bounds by Amber Durbin. Possession will stay with Palmyra. I have a couple of substitutions to tell you about. Katie Mitchell checking back in for Diane Mays with South Shelby, while Audrey Fohey and Isabella Goldinger will check back in for Palmyra. Here's a pass on the interior, but a travel's called. Jamie Bryan got the basketball from Bailey Lovelace, but walked before she put the basketball on the floor. And the Lady Birds try to evade the press, moving from right to left. Another travel call. This one on Amber Durbin of the South Shelby Lady Cards. Less than a minute to go in the second quarter, 29-14 your score. Now Myra could theoretically hold for the last shot here. And shot clock in high school basketball as you get a foul called on the interior. Illegal screen on Amy Bryan. Well, that'll certainly hinder that option. The Lady Birds will have a chance at least one more time for possession. Here's Sadie Kite checking back in at the guard position for the Lady Panthers. Amy Bryan will check out. Here's the inbound O'Neal. She's guarded. Finally evades. Here's the jump stop and a pivot to get out of trouble. Now feeds in the corner, poked away out of bounds by Foley. At the 37.2 mark in the second. 29-14. Lady Panthers leading over Lady Cards. Here's the inbound. Ripped away by Mitchell. Now outside the lane is Collins. Collins is fouled on the interior. Getting a little bit sloppy here in the last couple of minutes. A lot of active hands between both teams. Here's O'Neal. Grabs the inbound for the Lady Cards. She will let this clock wind down just a bit. Now feeds back in the corner for O'Neal. Right side block for Durbin. Turns, fires, no good on the bucket, but she gets fouled to the line for Amber Durbin.
Yeah, and that was a good call. Foley just pushed her in the back at the last second. Prevented her from getting the basket in, but she's going to the line.
Durbin sinks the first. Lead that back down to 14, but still a healthy double-digit lead for the Lady Panthers. Rattles in the second to make it a 13-point lead, 29-16. Kyle Myra can hold for the last shot now, 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. Feeding right side for Barnett, back top of the key for Lovely. Now to the interior. Bowie turns, fires, doesn't go. 2 seconds remaining. Lady Cards won't get off the shot. And that's how the first half wins. 29-16. Lady Panthers leading the Lady Cards by 13 at the break. We'll be back with more on Superstation Fresh, CentralMoInfo.com. More coverage of the 2018 Monroe City Tournament.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anna Jean Wilt lives at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. We asked, would she recommend Salt River to others and why?
Yes, I certainly would. First of all, the food's good. I don't have to fix a thing. All I have to do is be there on time. And if there's anything you need that they can provide for you, they will sure work trying to get it for you.
Residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com. Check out the latest colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you'll find just the right color for your home or office. Benjamin Moore's Autumn in the Air palette captures the colors of the season just as the leaves begin to change. The sophisticated earthy trio of colors, powder sand, ranch wood, and jojoba, evoke a walk through the woods on the first day of fall. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
Your postgame with North Shelby head coach Landon Daniel after we'll talk about the girls being first. Obviously, you coach the boys and the girls, but the girls falling to Mark Twain. Just talk about your general thoughts from that game and what you saw from your team.
I thought we started out okay. They put a little bit of run off, and we kind of went into a mode where we were just, you know, kind of laid back and didn't have the energy that we should have had. But they never quit, and they kept going. Mark Twain's size kind of got to us a little bit, and they hit some shots from the outside, and we're not the best shooting team, so you know, we can't match people 3 for 3. So we got to make sure that we cut down on turnovers and play a little bit better defense.
And I know you talked about your team playing its best in transition. They certainly looked that way when they were in transition today. How do you feel your team played on the run?
We turned the ball over too many times. We're trying to make that extra pass, or we had girls trying to go to the lane instead of making an extra pass and try to force up something that didn't work. When we play bigger girls like that, we can't force it up. We got to get a kick out. We got to get a dump down, and that's what we need to work on.
You did make it to the consolation game in this tournament. What did you learn? I know it's early, but what did you learn from your team throughout this tournament?
We played a lot of cuts. You know, big tournament for us. Water City, you know, us and Marion County, the two smallest schools by far. I thought the girls didn't play scared. You know, we're trying to change a little bit of the culture on the girls' side. And, you know, they came to fight every single night and didn't give up. That's how I'm proud of them.
Talking to North Shelby coach Landon Daniel on the boys' side now, a very tight game towards the end, came down to the wire. What did you see from your guys in the last two or minute of the game?
We played awesome in the last quarter, last second half, really. We played a really, really good game. In the first quarter, I think we had like 5 straight possessions with 5 straight turnovers, and that killed us because they came in, and Louisiana was hot in the first half and kind of chilled off in the second half, so that helped us too. But the guys play hard. Kirby Latterer is a beast, and I think that the kid we saw last night, that he is a big kid, but also really agile too. I mean, he can make great passes, and the guys really fed off him tonight, getting him the ball and letting him be successful.
Another player, Mason Allmeyer, great job. 18 is what we had him for. Talk about his play in that second half. It seems like that when he came alive.
He's a slasher, and if Kirby can get the guys, everybody focused on him, and then Kirby can, you know, get to him as Mason slashes. You know, he gets that jump stop, finishes well at the rim. He's just those two seniors. Maybe they know that this is it, and they want to go all out. They set the tone for our team.
So, again, you guys made it to the consolation for this one. What did you learn from your team throughout this tournament?
I think our guys learned that we're a slashing team. We're kind of like the girls. You know, we're a slashing team. We're a transition team. We're not a 15-foot jump shot team. It's just not on. We need to play defense. I thought our guys hedged on ball screens really well tonight, even though we hit shots. I mean, they just hit shots. But I think the guys proved that, you know, what our identity is. I think they found that this week. So that's encouraging, and hopefully we can build on that.
All right, North Shelby Coach Landon Daniel. Coach,
thank you.
Is an auction in your future? Contact Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris. You want experience and you want a customer base following for your auction. That's what you get with Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate. They've established themselves as a full-service auction and real estate company serving Missouri and surrounding states. Whether it's farm machinery, construction equipment, real estate, or livestock, call 660-327-5890 or check them out online at WheelerAuctions.com. That's Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris, ready to go to work for you.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance in Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Pay bills and transfer money online? Check. Awesome mobile app? Check. Great customer service? Check. Checking accounts that earn interest too? Check. Locally owned? Check. I'm Josh Wilson from Home Bank at 3817 McMasters Avenue in Hannibal. Yes, Home Bank can check everything off your list. Visit us today to open an account. In addition to our Hannibal location, we have branches in Palmyra, Canton, West Quincy, and Centralia, Missouri. And we have two locations in Quincy.
Home Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and proud supporter of local athletics.
Your postgame with Louisiana head coach Matthew Smith. And coach, you guys got the win 57-55, the second close game you played in this tournament. You guys got the win in this one. What went right for your team, and what did you see from them down the stretch?
I just think Derek Richards went right. I mean, he's a great player. I don't think he played very well in the second half. So I kind of lackadaisical. We might be a little tired, also a little inexperienced, but, we just got that better. So.
What does it say about the team to go into double overtime, lose that game on Tuesday, come back, play another tight one today, but this time come out with a win?
I mean, it's huge for our confidence, man. I mean, we're starting to get some young guys shooting the ball pretty well, getting a little confident, not turning it over every time they touch it. So I think the upside's looking good, so I'm happy with that.
In terms of ball movement and the offensive flow of the game, you talked about Richards. Obviously, he's going to be the centerpiece. Yeah. But what you feel about some of his other pieces around him?
I thought Jermaine Chapman's been shooting it well. I think he had 10 threes in the last game the other night. But he's shooting with a lot of confidence. We got Angel Uriola. He's handling the ball pretty decent. He's just got a lot to learn. He's just really young. Got a lot to learn. Got a good balance. But other than that, I'm pretty happy.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate it.
School photography is far more than some traveling photographer bringing a camera into the school once or twice a year, sitting the student down, and snapping the camera. Keithley Photography is North Central Missouri's own professional school photographer who excels in more than taking school yearbook portraits. Keithley is in the middle of the games all school year, capturing the essence of school athletes in action. Only Keithley offers this service. Ask your school for Keithley. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments in action. Choose Keithley Photography.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
It's the second half of the third place game in the Monroe City tournament. Palmyra, South Shelby going head to head. And it'll be the Lady Birds who strike first in this second half. To the line to shoot is Diane Mays after a foul is made on the interior from Palmyra. First half, it was all Lady Panthers. 19-8 after the first quarter, 29-16 the halftime score. Was a three-point shooting ability of the Lady Panthers that allowed them to get out to that large lead, extended to as much as 15 in the first half. Aided by Megan Stone, she had 13 points in the first half for the Lady Panthers. So here they are, Lady Panthers moving from right to left on your radio dial. Top of the key, Sadie Kite tries a three, doesn't go, rebound, trickles out of bounds. It'll be basketball for the Lady Birds. Ben, first half, Palmyra able to space the floor able to use a little bit of this press that's been getting the Lady Birds kind of out of their game. What do they need to do in the second half to try to stay in this one as Palmyra takes the basketball back?
Well, I mean, if you're Palmyra, you continue to go to your shooting, which has been getting you here, and it's been getting you the lead, and that's going to be almost a turnover. It will be backcourt violation. But if I'm the Lady Birds of South Shelby, I think I continue to go to O'Neal. She's really been the catalyst for this whole offense. She is quick. I think you just need to send her to the basket if she can do it. Try to get fouls and get Palmyra in some foul trouble and go get some points from the free throw line.
Here's a nice find on the interior. Rotemeyer tries it too. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Barnett as she goes the other way. She's called for a travel. So the basketball will go back to the Lady Birds. Here's a timeout called on the floor. We'll take 1-2, 29-18, 6:59 mark of the third. We're back in 60 seconds, actually 30 seconds on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
.658 to go in the third, 29-18. Your score, Palmyra leading South Shelby in the consolation third-place game of the Monroe City Tournament. Here the Lady Birds trying to inbound the basketball underneath. Nice save from Meredith O'Neal. She drives baseline. Kicks outside from Diane Mays. Now top of the key three for Mitchell. Doesn't go. Rotemeyer pulls down the rebound. Feeds inside to Mays, who gets fouled.
Call this on the floor as well.
Basketball will be underneath for the Lady Birds. Palmyra will check back in. Audrey Bowie. 6'6" forward. Done some work on the interior. Here's the inbound. Kicked away by Sadie Tice.
And that just shows you how active that Palmyra defense is right now. They're using every limb they have to deflect the ball. They've been good with that in the first half. That's what's given them the lead.
Inbound is stolen away by Megan Stone. Leading score for the Lady Panthers. Feeds in the corner. Barnett, yes, for two.
Long two from her, but she had time to set up her shot.
Barnett's ninth point of the night. Second leading score for the Lady Panthers. 31-18, 13-point lead for Palmyra. Top of the key. Here's Wood driving right side lane, working on Kite. Stops at the right side block, now feeds outside for O'Neal, who's thinking about a three, looking for positioning on her interior, finds it, gives to Mays, back outside to O'Neal for a tray, doesn't go, rebound pulled down by Kite. Nice ball movement from the Lady Cards, who couldn't find the right open bucket.
Yeah, they were searching for that open shot, they got it with O'Neal, and then sometimes you'll miss those, but that's the right way to get the open shot.
Here's Stone, right side wing, tries to feed on the interior. It's poked away. Basketball's on the floor, and a jump ball is going to be called. O'Neal and Stone in there trying to get the basketball back. Here's a substitution made for the Lady Cards. Kaylee Rotemeyer will check out. Same lineup on the court for the Lady Panthers. Stone, right side wing, looking for an option. Feed to the top of the key for Barnett. On the interior, gets the bucket to go. Nice pressure on the inbound from Palmyra. They poke the basketball out of bounds. Lady Birds will have another chance to inbound. Quickly, they throw the basketball from one end of the court to the other. Looking for an open jumper is Katie Mitchell. She drains it. 34-20, 14-point lead for the Lady Panthers. Left side block is Foley. Foley trying to back down our defender. 3 second violation called on Foley.
She just parked herself in the lane a little too long before she got that ball. Need to be aware to step your foot outside the paint every so often.
Finally getting across the timeline are the Lady Birds, driving baseline. No good from Amber Turbin. Oldinger pulls down the rebound. Looking ahead, trying to find her lady. Kicks it back outside for Barnett, who misses the jumper. Mays pulls down the rebound. Here go the Lady Birds, moving from left to right. Right side wing, now in the corner. Jumper off the mark. Stone pulls down the rebound for the Panthers. Here they go off to the race. Pump fake in the corner. Three from the wing. Yes, from Reagan Barnett. Second three of the night from the junior. Stolen away. Now Myra will take back possession, leading by 17.
Thought she was going to try again right there.
Could have made it 20 if she would have tried for the triple. Top of the key, Stone. Right side wing. Three, Goldinger. Doesn't go. Almost rattles home. The foul call.
And you know what Palmyra is just doing so well right now is their off-ball screen. They're setting screens around the free throw line, around the elbow, to get their shooters open on the wing, on the perimeter. They've done it a couple times now. They did it once for Barnett, and they did it another time for someone else. And what they've been just doing so well is setting those screens at the exact place they need to create that space for their shooter. And then whoever has the ball is doing a great job finding it.
Nice move from O'Neal to get inside the lane. She's fouled. O'Neal is really a spark for this Lady Cardinal team. It seems the offense runs through her as she's the point guard on this team, but I think sometimes her motor may go a little too fast.
She's certainly the energy behind the offense.
She's got to find that balance. Here she is at the free throw line, trying to shoot two. Misses the first.
Yeah, I mean, speed is something players need to learn how to work with. Usually it's a positive, but as you mentioned, if they get too much ahead of themselves, that could certainly be a negative behind her style of play.
Free throw is good for O'Neal. She sinks the first. Sinks the second, misses the first. 37-21, 16-point lead. Top of the key. Here's Lovelace. Lovelace. In the corner to Goldinger. Goldinger back top of the key for Barnett. Barnett right side wing for Stone. Stone will pull out the offense. Jumper, pull up inside the three-point line. Can't bank it home. Kicks back outside, top of the key, three for Barnett. Nothing but net.
Barnett's been tremendous. She really has.
15 points for Reagan Barnett tonight. Ties Megan Stone for the leading score for the Lady Panthers. Here's the basketball ripped away on the interior. Isabella Goldinger taking it the other way. Abby Stone counts a bucket for Stone. He's going to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Can't do anything there. Great job initiating contact and playing through it.
No good. On the free throw attempt, put back from A.B. Bryan. She's fouled on the right side. Could go to the line now.
They call the jump ball on that. I don't know how they got a jump ball out of that, but arrow favors South Shelby.
...42-21 lead for Palmyra. South Shelby missing an open layup on the other end. There's a nice pass from Stone for two.
And this is where Palmyra's going to break ahead as South Shelby gets called for stepping over the line on the inbound pass after the basket. Just one of those turnovers you absolutely can avoid if you're just using your head a little bit, if you try not to be as lazy.
Mental
and looking down.
Shooting the Lady Birds in the foot. Here's Barnett with a three. Too short. O'Neal pulls down the rebound, but she's fouled. Stop the key. Barnett pushed her just a little bit too hard on the long rebound.
44. Up. Might as well try to get it to her.
44-21, 2:30 remaining in the third quarter. Big third quarter here for the Lady Panthers. They scored 15 in this quarter alone. Travel call, top of the key. Lady Cards can't hang on to the possession.
yeah, that was one of those situations where she knew who she wanted to give it to, but the moment she looked up, the person she wanted to give it to was covered, so she kind of hesitated and rocked back and forth on her feet. They'll call that a travel.
Nice find inside the lane. The Kite who floats it in for two. Sadie Kite got six nice buckets on the night. Ball falls out of bounds. See who this one, do they give the basketball back to? I believe they will stay an inbound for the Lady Birds, and they do. A couple of players from both teams getting tangled up underneath the hoop. Here's the inbound to O'Neal.
Yeah, this pressure is getting to him.
And she is fouled right up the right sideline by Sadie Kite. For the Lady Cardinals, first quarter 8 points, second quarter 8 points, third quarter only 5 points so far in 6 minutes at the last off the clock. 46-21, that's how we got here. Less than 2 minutes remaining. Lady Birds bring the ball across the timeline from left to right. Top of the key. Travel called. Mallory Wood couldn't keep her dribble.
Opportunity for Palmyra to go up 30 before the end of the third.
Here's a check-in for Palmyra. Top of the key. Isabel Goldinger checks in for Reagan Barnett, as well as Sadie Kite will check out for Aubrey Foey. Stone, three. Rattles it home, gets a nice roll off the backboard in for two. Sealing it, Stone, bucket, good. 5 points in less than 5 seconds for Megan Stone.
Now it's 1-1 for South Shelby after that foul. But that Palmyra defense suffocating. They've done a great job playing their press without getting too many fouls. Now that was their seventh, but they could easily be up in over 10 if they had to be. But they're playing off just enough. Great job by them.
Meredith O'Neal to the line to shoot. 30-point lead now for Palmyra over South Shelby. O'Neal misses the front end of the 1-1. So Palmyra will go the other way from right to left. Couple of touch passes inside the lane. One dribble. Left side box spin from Foey. And she gets called for the travel.
Now it'll pack off the press.
1:21 remaining in the third. Palmyra's been showing that press all day. So the lead just got a little bit too much for the Lady Tigers. On Lady Cardinals level. Nice find on the interior, but it's poked away. O'Neal found Mays at the left block. She turned, and once he turned, the basketball was out of her hand.
And that was great weak side help on the defensive side of the ball. He was able to strip it away.
So here's 1 minute remaining in the third. From right to left, Palmyra moves. Right side block, Foey, trying to move across the defenders. He does, and finishes the easy two.
That was a tremendous up and under.
Somehow, Foey got around her defender, able to get the easy two to drop on in. Here's O'Neal, trying to find Mays. Mays misses the two-point conversion. There's a block called on O'Neal. Gotta give Meredith O'Neal credit. Even though her team is down 32, she's still playing hard defense like they're down.
You have to commend her for that.
That's about the only thing that you can commend these Lady Cardinals for tonight. They played hard, but haven't played efficient.
She's just done a great job of keeping her style of play intact. She's ready for the contact, and she continues to play fast. That's her style of play.
Here's a find inside, two steps inside the lane for Foey, but she's called for a travel. Foey, a nice big target inside the lane, but sometimes she loses her footing. The second time she's called for a travel tonight. O'Neal moving ferociously inside the lane. If it's a jump basketball, it's called. O'Neal found herself on the floor and found the basketball in the air.
She's leaving it all on the court tonight.
for sure. Here's Palmyra making a couple of more substitutions. Reagan Barnett will check in. Well, it's Sadie Kite. Here's the inbound. Three from the wing. Doesn't go. And that's how the third quarter will end. Well, it was a big third quarter for the Lady Panthers. They scored 24 in the quarter. They now lead 53-21 after three. The large lead for the Palmyra Lady Panthers over the South Shelby Lady Cards. We're back with more on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We're back for the fourth and final quarter of basketball, the third place game in the ladies' side of the 2018 Monroe City Tournament. 53-21, Palmyra Lady Panthers leading the Lady Cardinals. Well, Palmyra's able to keep the basketball in play, 7:30 mark of the fourth. Basketball almost went out of play. Palmyra able to save it on the defensive end. Now going on the offensive end, Sadie Kite tries it. Hook inside the lane doesn't go. But throughout this ballgame, it's been Palmyra who's had the control. 26 points for Palmyra in the third quarter. Led them to a 53-21 lead over South Shelby. Here's a three. Right corner doesn't go. O'Neal saves the basketball, and the Lady Cards will keep possession. Playing so hard tonight has been Meredith O'Neal. Not a lot to show for. O'Neal finding her teammate at the top of the key in Rotemeyer, but it's poked away. Here's Goldinger, coast to coast. Travel call before she puts the bucket up. Well, Palmyra's done a good job of getting out in transition, and when they do, they've been just a little quicker than this South Shelby team. They've been led by two guards, Megan Stone with over 20 points on the night, and Reagan Barnett with 16. They've been able to shoot it from deep. Here is Meredith O'Neal inside the lane. Finishes the easy two. She's got seven on the night, 53-23 now the score here in Monroe City. Ball stolen away at the top of the key. Diane May trying to go coast to coast, stops at the left side block, but gets called for a travel before she jumps up.
We do also want to mention the clock right now because the score is over 30-point differential, or it's exactly at a 30-point differential right now. We have a scoring clock, or a running clock.
So Palmyra's got the control in the lead by the big 3-0 in the corner, a three. Goldinger misses. And the Lady Cards moving from left to right. Stops the key. Here's Wood. Feeds to Mitchell. Right side wing. Trying to get positioning on the interior is May. Teammates trying to look for him. Mitchell brings it all the way to the right side. Looking for a screen. Doesn't get one. Feeds top side to Mays. Mays back in the corner. Poked away by the Lady Panthers. Here comes Megan Stone across the timeline. Under 5 minutes remaining, though. Palmyra just going to try to play keep away, but not if they keep giving the basketball away. That's Jimmy Ridehouse throwing the basketball over the head of Sadie Kite. So we'll get a substitution. Sarah Rideout now, the Rideout sisters, at both forward positions for Palmyra. Left side wing for the Lady Cards, it's Emma Dobbin. Puts up a jumper, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Emmy Rideout. She'll feed the gold digger. We'll bring it across the timeline.
Yeah, we got about 4 minutes left, and I mean, if you're Palmyra, you're just going to try to continue to play keep away at this point. Keep away, find a way. Megan Stone finds a way for two underneath. That's her 24th point of the night tonight. Megan Stone has been the engine that has let this Panthers team go. 3:40 to go in this contest, 55-23. Basketball is almost stolen away, but a nice save from Amber Turbin. She spins, finds a teammate who drives left side block. It's Mallory Wood, feeding back outside the top of the key. It's Dobbin. Here's a three. Count it for Mallory Wood. Right, pull-up jumper. Palmyra wants one. They won't get it, but they'll get two at the line. Bailey Lovely attacking on the interior. She gets the foul and will get two at the charity stripe.
Just went under that 30-point threshold, too, so the clock stops at 3:09.
Misses the first. Trying to vie for the second free throw. And she hits it. Back to 30. Amy Bryan checking back in for Palmyra. Goes Grace Krigbaugh. Three minutes remaining in this contest. 56-26 lead, Palmyra over South Shelby. Basketball loose on the floor. Krigbaugh and Rodemeyer getting tied up, and the basketball will go to South Shelby. From left to right, Lady Birds go. Top of the key, Mallory Wood, crossover. Finds her way inside the lane and finds a way to get fouled. Sarah Rideout on the foul. Free throw is good, at least the first from Mallory Wood. Second looming. Rattles on home. Mallory Wood's got 5 points tonight. 2 minutes remaining in this contest, 56-28. Large lead for Palmyra. One dribble. Left side hook from Brian doesn't go. Here come the Lady Birds the other way. Wood from left to right handling the basketball. Right side wing. Cross court pass over to Rodemeyer. Puts up a two. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Dobbin. One dribble back up. Rattles it home for two. Lead cut down to 26 now. Here's a three. Palmyra in stride. Goldinger tries. Doesn't go. Fight for the rebound between Durbin and Brian on the interior. Looks like Palmyra will win this battle. 1:18 to go. They'll get the possession arrow. Up 26. Here's the entry pass to Brian. Misses the first attempt. Second attempt pulled down by Mallory Wood of South Shelby. And the Lady Cardinals will get the possession. 1:14 to go in this contest. Lady Cards will look to drop this one, and Palmyra will pick up third-place finish in this tournament. Nice drive and finish from Emma Dobbin. Pretty much a formality in scoring at this point. But nice effort from the Lady Cards. Palmyra gets his hold for the last shot here. 45 seconds. Remember, no shot clock in high school basketball. and they would cruise to a 56-32 lead if they do so. But a foul's called on the interior entry pass. He's trying to get to Emmy Ritt out. She's fouled. So we'll get another throw in on the interior. Inbound goes top of the key. Beats Bryan. Now left side wing. One dribble for Ritt out. Doesn't finish it. Jump ball called, and the basketball will stay with Almira.
A lot of tie-ups.
Now less than 30 seconds remaining at 28.5. Here's the inbound. Goes to Bryant. Feeds it off her fingertips. Now in the corner. One dribble. Feed it inside. They do. Emmy Rideout can't finish. She's called for a travel.
Yes, Almira played a great game today. I mean, I think they moved the ball real well. They shot it, obviously, really well. But they shot it well because they found the open person. They were able to move the ball well enough that they got ahead of the defense, got their players open. Their screening game was great. And that's what led to their huge lead. And that should just about do it
for the third place game of the 2018 Monroe City Basketball Invitational. It was a big game tonight from Megan Stone. She had 24 points. Reagan Barnett added 18 for Palmyra, and they cruised to a big 56-32 victory over the South Shelby Lady Cardinals. So we'll go ahead and give out our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Mobley for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life. Visit Jeff Freeman in Moberly. And I'll have to say it'll go to Megan Stone tonight. She had a big night, 24 points, 3 of 3 from downtown. She had all 3 of her 3-point attempts. Really, that 3-point shooting, getting to the Lady Cards in the second half, they really just couldn't keep up with the pace of Palmyra. So that will do it for us for our 3 games for the Monroe City Basketball Invitational. We'll be back with 4 championship action tomorrow. It'll be Monroe City taking on Paris tomorrow night in the girls' side of the bracket, and Monroe City taking on Palmyra in the girls' side, or the boys' side of the bracket. So it should be a good one. We'll have all the covers for you. Eric and Scott will have your call tomorrow from Monroe City. For Cam Thomas and Ben Winstein, we say so long from Monroe City High School.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Monroe Manor in Paris offers you more choices in living at the level of your activity. We can also match the room that best fits you and your activity level. This is Sherry Embry, administrator at Monroe Manor. I invite you to come and take a tour and see for yourself the different choices we offer you in living here at Monroe Manor in Paris. Of course, we provide cleanliness beyond compare, excellent care, superior therapy in-house, and more privacy options in your room selection. Monroe Manor in Paris, your home away from home. Visit MonroeManorParis.com.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
We're back in Monroe City. It's the 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational, and we wrap up this Friday evening. A 56-32 victory. Palmyra defeats South Shelby, and boy, was it a good one. It started with the play of Megan Stone. Stone with 24 points tonight. She led all scorers on the floor. Reagan Barnett added 18 points for the Lady Panthers. Not so great on the South Shelby side. Meredith O'Neill led all scorers with 8 points. Amber Durbin added 6. And Kaylee Rotenmeyer added 4. We will have the coaches upcoming here. Chris Parsons with the third-place victory, head coach of the Palmyra Lady Panthers, and Luke O'Loughlin of South Shelby will come and take some time and sit and talk with us in just a few minutes. But we'll run down the scores that we had this evening. First, it was the cancellation game of the girls' side of the tournament. It was North Shelby taking on Mark Twain in that consolation matchup. A 50-32 victory. Alex Bradenburg's squad got over North Shelby. It was a nice night for Mark Twain. They were able to get the victory and improve to 2-1 on the season. How they got there? Lost the first game of this Monroe City tournament, 68-40 to South Shelby, and then defeated Louisiana 47-21 on Wednesday. And then tonight is where they found themselves as the consolation champion of the 94th annual Monroe City tournament. And then we switched over to the boys' side. We had the consolation game again of the boys' contest. It was North Shelby and Louisiana, and a big night from Louisiana. They were able to get the one-point victory, and it came off the play of Derek Richards. Their starting guard had 34 points in the victory tonight over North Shelby. That's what got them the victory tonight, and we will hear from the coaches of our 56-32 victory, Palmyra over South Shelby for the third place trophy of the 2018 Monroe City Invitational. We'll be back with coaches' interviews right after this on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com, powered by Regional Radio.
Are you wanting to buy or build a new home for your family? Or maybe you're wanting to remodel your existing home? Whatever your goal is, you can trust F&M Bank and Trust to help you. The loan officers at F&M Bank and Trust have vast experience in lending and would be glad to help your banking needs. F&M Bank and Trust, located in Monroe City in 2 locations in Hannibal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
F&M Bank is the Tri-State's only locally owned bank, established in 1870 by the friends and family of Mark Twain. Please join us in saluting the men and women who served in our armed forces.
Having an auto accident is a traumatic experience. Getting your vehicle back to pre-accident condition doesn't have to be. When you have JC Collision Repair in Monroe City, repair it. JC's maintains state-of-the-art equipment and has access to parts from any manufacturer. They can work directly with your insurance company and even arrange a rental car for you. You'll rest at ease knowing JC Collision Repair technicians are trained and certified and use Sikkens waterborne paint along with a written lifetime repair guarantee. JC Automotive Repair in Monroe City for all things automotive since 1960. View jcautoparts.com.
These fine businesses, and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City, Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, South River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina. Cam Thomas on the postgame show. 56-32 victory, Palmyra over South Shelby tonight, and I'm joined by Palmyra Lady Panthers head coach Chris Parsons. Big win for your team tonight. It was a little bit of a slow first quarter. Second quarter seemed to kind of pick up the pace a little bit in third quarter, fourth quarter, second half was all Lady Panthers.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough to bounce back from a game like we had last night against a good Paris squad. You know, we were expecting and hoping to be playing tomorrow night, but that didn't work out, so to get the girls back on the court tonight and be functioning and ready to go, you know, was a little bit of an effort. But like you said, we came out on fire in this first couple of threes and got ourselves going, and then it kind of laid back a little while. And then, like you said, third quarter we came out and kind of blew it open, and the girls got hot and we're having fun.
Megan Stone looked like, you know, really the focal point of the offense tonight. You had a lot of contributions from your starters tonight. You know, Sadie Kite added in the mix there a little bit, and Bailey Lovelace, of course, getting in on the mix right now. But it really looked like Megan Stone was the focal point of the offense, over 20 points tonight.
Yeah, and she needed a night like this. You know, she started off the season with 30 and then 18, and this week she's had a rough go of it. I think she was something like 5-28 the last two nights, and really down on herself because, you know, she typically is somebody you can just count on to drain it. And tonight she came out and lit it up, and it's good to see that confidence. You know, in girls basketball, if they get a little bit of confidence, that goes a long way. So good to see her step back up tonight.
Put up 56 points tonight, 39 in the loss to Paris a couple of nights ago. Do you think that the offense is working a little bit better for you guys tonight, or what allowed you to just feel better and be able to score more tonight than you did a couple of nights ago?
You know, that's always the fun question for the coaches. You know, I really don't know. Last night, Paris did a great job of getting out and defending us. You know, and anytime you got a 6'5 girl inside, it kind of intimidates you a little bit. And, you know, the girls, for some reason, we turned the ball over a lot last night. We hadn't been doing that. And last night, we were in the mid-20s. And shot selection was great, I thought, last night. We were getting the shots we wanted. We just didn't knock them down. And, you know, whether that's their tough-in-your-face defense or whether that's 6'5 in the middle intimidating you, I don't know. But, again, it's nice to see the girls step back tonight.
Defense seemed like it led to offense a lot for you guys tonight. Starting off in the soft press a little bit, and you pulled back into a zone in multiple times tonight. Did you like the fact that you were able to throw out a couple of different looks and kind of threw South Shelby a bone in a couple of different situations and kind of brought them in some bad situations you guys were able to capitalize off of?
Yeah, that's absolutely something we want to do. You know, we've got speed, we got size, we got girls that can be physical. So we want to force teams to have to, you know, pass out of the trap once in a while. We want to force girls to have to pay attention to, you know, a zone press once in a while. And then once in a while, we just want to step back and trap you in the half court. So with the depth we got, and like I said, we got a couple of girls that are going to be back soon. You know, it's fun for this group to be able to do a bunch of different things, whether that's a zone press, a man press, or half-court man or zone. You know, we can kind of get after it, and it's something that throughout the year we hope makes us somebody to compete with.
I know you wanted to be in the championship game of this tournament, but you win the third-place bracket. What does it mean to win this early-season tournament, third place, for your girls?
It means a ton. You know, this is more than anything, this is the tournament that we knew we were going to get. Whether it was Paris or Monroe, we figured we were going to see one of them and going to give us a good look at a really good basketball team. And, you know, next week we've got QND coming up out of Illinois and Unity over there, and we know those are going to be tough teams. And then we start conference play the next week with Centralia. So we wanted to see some good, tough teams. You can always count on that here in the Monroe City Tournament. And, you know, like you said, we wanted that first-place chance, but we didn't get it. And that's why I told the girls and we learned to go out, go through some adversity. And I think this young team, and we'll learn from this, and hopefully it'll pay off later on in the season.
Chris Parsons joining us on the post-game show. 56-32 victory by Myra Lady Panthers, claim the third-place championship trophy in the 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational. Coach Parsons, thanks for joining us. Good luck to you ladies for the rest of the season, and congratulations on the victory tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for your guys' coverage this week.
Thanks so much, Coach. We will speak to Luke O'Loughlin next here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com.
Meyer Implement Company, your Kubota dealer in Bowling Green and Monroe City, has the most powerful and dependable RTV utility vehicles on the market today. The new RTV XG 850 series Kubota has a large chassis with a 48 horsepower gas engine, CVT plus transmission, and speed sensitive electric power steering, and it offers you more room and larger cargo space. See the new Kubota RTV XG 850 series today at Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is appreciated. Low financing available with approved credit.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Cam Thomas and Ben Winstein at the 2018 Monroe City Basketball Invitational, the 94th annual. And it was just the third-place game of the girls' side of the bracket. South Shelby dropping a 56-32 loss to the Palmyra Lady Panthers. We are joined on the post-game show
by Luke O'Loughlin, the head coach of the South Shelby Lady Cardinals. And tonight, Coach, girls just didn't have enough, but it looked like you guys continued to fight, continued to play hard throughout the duration of this game.
I thought the girls played hard in the first half. You know, they came out red hot. I think they hit 7 threes in the first half. You know, anytime somebody hits that many threes in a half, you know, they're definitely hit. The girls didn't let it take themselves out of the game, you know. I think 21 points on threes, and they had 29 total. So, you know, there's a couple things that I talked about at half that I hope we do a better job of. And, you know, they came out and hit two shots in the start of the second half, and then we gave up, I thought. It's tough, you know, whenever you fight for two whole quarters when they're hitting everything, and then they come out and, you know, get two shots and we throw in the towel. And I didn't think everybody did, but, you know, when you have one or two people out there that throw in the towel, that really kills your team. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of things to work on, but, you know, season's young. It's a long season, so we'll hope to keep improving.
Think about the positives that you could take away from this game. One name that we called a lot was Meredith O'Neill. She was active. Her hands were active. She was everywhere, all over the floor, sacrificing her body. You could really tell that she continued to stay in this game, and she seems like she's kind of the spark plug for your team. Would you concur?
Oh, most definitely. And she has been for, you know, 4 years, really. She, anytime she's gotten out there the last 4 years, she just goes 100 miles an hour, and, you know, sometimes it might lead to a couple extra turnovers, but she makes up for it. So, you know, I'd never ask her to slow down, and she doesn't want to. That's just the way she is. She's a cross-country track girl, and all she knows is 100 miles an hour. That's what you love about her, and you'd like to see whoever the five people are out there fall in her lead, because if you get five people playing that hard, you can live with whatever the score is. So, you know, that's something we're hoping to instill in some of the younger, more inexperienced girls, and you know, hopefully they can look at that and see that, you know, when five people play like that, it's fun. So hopefully they can learn from that. We can improve on that.
You step back and you look at the entire performance for your team throughout this tournament. You did get a victory 68-40 over Mark Twain the first game of this tournament. Then you lose to Louisiana in that second matchup. Kind of puts you in the situation that you were, or sorry, you lost to Monroe City in that in the second round of this tournament, 55-25. You do get a victory out of this tournament, and you played a really good team tonight in Palmyra. What do you take moving forward for the rest of the season for your team?
Well, you know, we won a game that's a non-conference game, and then we dropped two conference games, and, you know, you got a couple months still, conference really gets rolling, so you got to improve. You got to look at those couple of games, because, you know, those are two of the better teams in the conference, and what's the point in playing if you're not going to compete with the better team? So we got to figure out a way to get ourselves to that level to where we can compete and battle and give ourselves a chance in those type of games. So, you know, we'll look at the things we did well and try and build on those, and look at the things we didn't do well and improve on those, and hopefully we can give ourselves a shot later in the season.
That's South Shelby Lady Cardinals head coach Luke O'Loughlin joining us in the post game after his team's 56-32 loss in the third place game of the 2018 Monroe City Tournament. Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck to you and your girls for the rest of the season. That will do it for us here from Monroe City High School. Final score, 56-32. Palmyra defeats South Shelby. For Cam Thomas and Ben Winstein, we say so long from Monroe City High School. Overtime coming up next on Superstation Press.
Just heard another reason why Kress is your all-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Kress.